Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert B. Parker's Revelation by Robert Knott. Read for you by Rex Lynn. Chapter 1. Augustus Noble Driggs was lying inside the small stone room on a bunk, thinking about Jesus and whatnot. He was in the tomb. That's what the inmates called it. It was late in the evening, and he was alone here, in the tomb, in the odd April cold. He was watching gray vapors drift up from a small lantern beside his bunk that offered up rising battalions of ghostly dancers who twisted and swirled, then disappeared before they met the tomb's low rock ceiling. The tomb was solitary confinement, and the only reason Driggs was provided a lantern at all was so he could read the Bible that was left next to his bunk. It was the warden's wife's idea. She felt it a civic and moral duty for those who could in fact read to spread the gospel. The tomb was in an isolated area separated from the main compound. This place, this penitentiary, was simply referred to by the inmates as hell. It had another proper name when it was built, but that title was long ago forgotten, and it was usually called hell. Some referred to the massive stone structure as the hell hole, or the hot box on the hubs of hell. The prison was meant to hold a maximum of 260 prisoners, but it was currently overcrowded and brimming with close to 300. It was located in the desert, nearly 100 miles from the closest town in every direction, and escaping hell had proved to be near impossible.